You're listening to the Environmental Minute, brought to you by WDIY and in part by the estate of Don Miles.
Hello and welcome to Environmental Minute. This segment is brought to you by WDIY, in part by the estate of Don Miles, and I'm your host, Maddie Yang, a sophomore in high school at Raven Academy in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. In this episode, we'll be discussing the importance of plant-based diets and how diet can impact the environment and global warming. So, firstly, what is a plant-based diet? According to the World Wildlife Fund, plant-based diets are diets that focus on foods that are high on human health benefits while being low on environmental impact. This type of eating can reduce food-based greenhouse gas emissions by at least 30%, wildlife loss by up to 46%, and agricultural land use by at least 46% as well. The current issue that we are facing is the fact that our Earth is warming at alarming rates, while over 835 million people are hungry and nearly a quarter of all people are overweight or obese. This issue goes back to the flaws in our current food systems, which are producing enough food to keep up with the growing population, but at the expense of the planet and people's health. These flaws in our current food system are often overlooked but account for nearly 30% of greenhouse gas emissions and are contributing to the decrease in biodiversity from monoculture cropping systems that rob the soil of nutrients. So, as consumers, what can we do to adopt a more plant-based diet? Number one, eating less meat, specifically beef. According to the United Nations, around 70.6 kilograms of greenhouse gases are emitted per kilogram of beef in comparison with other kinds of animal meat such as poultry, which only produce 9.9 kilograms of greenhouse gases per kilogram of meat. Beef, and by association, dairy, are so detrimental to the environment because raising cattle requires an extensive amount of space, which requires trees to be cut down and thus carbon dioxide stores to be released. Plus, a singular cow produces roughly 154 to 264 pounds of methane gas per year through their digestive processes, and so this means that at least 241,780,000,000 pounds of methane are being produced globally just from cows each year. Number two, experiment with plant-based protein sources. Experimenting with plant-based protein sources can be a fun and healthy way to diversify one's diet. Plant-based proteins like legumes, tofu, tempeh, and seitan offer a variety of flavors and textures that can mimic traditional animal proteins in creative dishes. Not only are these options typically lower in saturated fat, but they also provide essential nutrients such as fiber, vitamins, and minerals, which are sometimes lacking in animal-based foods. Including more plant-based proteins can contribute to better heart health and reduce the risk of certain diseases. The only issue that may arise is that plant-based protein sources are often incomplete sources of protein, meaning that they do not contain all 9 essential amino acids. However, plant-based sources provide adequate proportions of protein when combined in the right amounts with other protein sources, making them a viable option for people of all dietary preferences. Plant-based proteins are generally more sustainable, requiring fewer resources like water and land compared to animal agriculture, and this shift not only benefits individual health but also helps reduce the ecological footprint of our food choices. Lastly, choosing local and seasonal food is important for several reasons, notably for its environmental benefits. When we buy food that is grown nearby and in season, it reduces the need for long-distance transportation, which in turn lowers carbon emissions. Additionally, supporting local farmers strengthens the economy and fosters community connections. Seasonal foods are often more affordable as they are abundant during their peak time and don't require expensive storage or preservation methods. By eating with the seasons, we also diversify our diets, incorporating a variety of fruits, vegetables, and other produce throughout the year. Moreover, seasonal food is often grown with fewer pesticides and chemicals since it is naturally suited to the local climate. This leads to better health outcomes for consumers and a more sustainable food system overall. So, especially with the weather getting warmer, go check out one of the farmers markets in the Lehigh Valley, like the Easton Farmers Market, Bethlehem Rose Garden Farmers Market, Emmaus Farmers Market, and Hellertown Farmers Market, among many more. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to try at least one of these tips out. Changing our diets is one of the most powerful things we can do as consumers to combat climate change and improve our health. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Environmental Minute, and I hope this conversation has inspired you to think more critically about the importance of plant-based diets. Until next time, I'm Maddie Yang, and this has been Environmental Minute.